The Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, has intensified its nationwide public education on the Political Parties Code of Conduct for Election 2012. This is to guide political parties on how to conduct themselves in a bid to enhance multi-party democracy. The education also seeks to diffuse political tension as the electoral campaign gathers momentum. This was contained in a statement signed by the chairman of the Ashanti Regional Enforcement Body, Reverend Dr. Patrick Osei-Poku. We bring you the details.
According to the statement, the IEA holds the view that public education on electoral and civic responsibilities should deepen public awareness that will oblige political parties and their supporters to respect and comply with the provisions of the Code of Conduct. The effect of such education will help expose political parties that will violate the electoral regulations prescribed and agreed upon in the Code of Conduct by the parties themselves. Major concerns highlighted in the code are the abuse of incumbency, destroying or defacing posters and symbols of political opponents, desisting from carrying arms and offensive weapons, and refraining from abusive and inflammatory language. Other issues are biased reportage, avoiding campaign violence, safeguarding the integrity of the elections, and accepting results from the Electoral Commission. The code also provides that political parties and candidates shall publicly and without reservation condemn all forms of intimidation and political violence irrespective of the perpetrators. Political parties, candidates, party members and agents shall desist from carrying arms and extend cooperation to the law enforcement agencies. It also says that no political party's candidate shall take any extra legal initiative for the release of any person arrested for carrying offensive weapons during campaigning and elections. On no account should any party or candidate initiate extra legal measures for the release of such persons from lawful custody.
You heard details of a statement on IEA's nationwide public education on the Political Parties Code of Conduct for Election 2012.